Hey, what is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Dragon Cast. I am Raven Alford, and I am here with Kona. Say hello, Kona.
Hello, everybody.
And we are filling in for Brian and Victor today. They could not join us tonight, so it is just us gals, and we're going to go over some holiday stuff and fun stuff for you guys today. How have you been doing, Kona?
I have been doing pretty well, but I'm definitely feeling the holiday hustle and bustle.
Yeah. Are you stressed out a little bit or just kind of like got a lot of stuff to do?
Lots to do. Less stressing than I'm probably stressing more than I need to, but definitely not what I was expecting.
Which is pretty typical for the holidays. I know this year is a little bit different for a lot of people. Do you guys decorate for Christmas at all, or have you started or are you done?
At this point, we've kind of fallen more into the decorate like the who's do, where you just kind of decorate most of the things on Christmas Eve. We do have nice presents wrapped in a nice little stack, but aside from that, we also have cats to contend with. So as part of our tradition has evolved to just do it later and later so that they're not eating everything.
No, that's understandable. I've actually seen, personally don't have cats, so it's been a long time since I've had a cat, but some people I know actually have those upside down Christmas trees where they actually put them on the ceiling. Have you seen those? I don't think I would.
I have seen those. And as much as I would like to try something like that, the idea of having to take it down is just, I've even gotten rid of most of my ornaments. I went last year and I've officially got a pre-lit now, so I don't even have to do the stringing of the lights because mm-hmm. I've had a few heavy years and it was just easier to enjoy just putting it together in 5 minutes and sitting back to enjoy it rather than fussing over it.
Right. No, I get that. I don't even remember. We don't even have our Christmas tree up yet. We got a Christmas tree last year and it was secondhand because, you know, we were fairly new here. We moved down here right before the pandemic. And so like, we didn't have a lot of places even still open and like doing a whole bunch of stuff for Christmas last year. And so we got ours secondhand and I don't even remember if it's pre-lit. I don't think the lights worked and maybe that's why they got rid of it or something like that. But yeah, we had to go out and buy lights for it. So we did string the lights on the tree last year. So I know we'll have to do that again this year, but we don't have any of our decorations up yet either. So we have a wreath on our door, but other than that, that's pretty much where we're at.
I'm in the building I'm in, a bunch of my neighbors have actually decorated their, the surround for their door. And it's quite nice. I think we've got the most festive hall that I've seen in the building so far. Yeah, because one of our cats currently, she has pica. So anything aww that is a string goes down the throat and down the throat. It just keeps going. And she will eat sometimes the strangest things. Sometimes it will be a cord. Sometimes it will just be the string of a balloon. So we've had to, again, just cut those sorts of things back, and any sorts of tinsel-y things have been off the table since I was a kid. We always knew you have cats, you don't have tinsel.
Right. Yeah. That's something that we had to watch out for. Like, I grew up with dogs. We did have a couple of cats as I was growing up, but I was allergic to most cats. They had to be like special long-haired cats or whatever, so mm-hmm. we had to be really careful with the tinsel and everything too. I just got out of the habit of even getting it or using it, but we do use garland, but we just don't use tinsel anymore.
Yeah, garland is definitely nice. I prefer the look of the more natural stuff, but of course when you have the risk of it falling apart because it is natural, I would rather not have pine needles all through my house. Yep. So I will give in. Once in a while, I will get like a cheap garland or something like that that's either already being passed on because somebody else decided they wanted a new theme or something like that, or just something for the year. And I mean, for the most part, I pass on a lot of those things just to keep them going because something just a little bit different, but
yeah,
just special enough.
No, I think that's a cool tradition. Speaking of traditions, I would consider that a tradition. I think that's really cool. Do you guys have now, even like, because you're in Canada, we're in the US, do you guys have like traditions that you think might be specific to Canada? Or I know here in the US, like the day after Thanksgiving or that weekend is usually the lighting of the Christmas tree, and they have it in every state, like multiple cities. Like that's just the tradition. That's how you know it is like quote unquote officially Christmas season. We have big lighting of the tree.
There is because I'm in the Okanagan in BC, we have like quite a number of small communities spaced out through the valley. And one over from us, Summerland, they have a festival every year. And they, of course, didn't have anything with the pandemic last year, but they are doing the light up this year. And it's one of the biggest events that the community has all year.
Nice.
And so normally it would be like tons and tons of vendors, but I think they've just kind of they've extended it to like a more weekend market so that the vendors can have their spacing and the more time and stuff like that. And then the actual lighting, aside from the grand reveal, will just be, I guess, hyped for the weekend, with like late hours and things like that going on in the evenings. But
Nice.
yeah, it's the for the light up stuff. As a kid, my grandparents and I, we lived way up north. We were north of 60. So we were, by the time you were at the end of October, you were starting to see snow, and you'd have the lakes frozen over until early April. And so we would have all sorts of chances to go out on the lake. We had one of the local people, and I think he still does it, up in Yellowknife. They do an annual snow castle where the guy goes out on the ice road, because he's got a lakeside property, and just starts carving
Oh,
blocks
that's
right out of the
cool.
ice, builds an entire castle that people can come out and visit and walk through and stuff like that.
Oh, that's really
And then,
cool.
of course, we've got our Northern Lights that happen because we're so far up there. We get them quite frequently.
Oh, that's amazing.
And so you can go out on the ice road, and I mean, especially when it's later on in the evening, you don't really have any traffic out there. You just sit on the hood and lay back and look at the sky, and they will dance as you clap for them.
Oh, that is so cool. So we
It's
don't have
so.
anything like that
But yeah,
here.
aside from that, like just we drove around listening to the Christmas music on either tapes or the radio, and would look at the lights around the neighborhood. But for the most part, when I'm thinking of my Christmas traditions, all my favorite ones were all more northern, where we were for sure gonna have snow. Here in Penticton, we have a little bit left right now, from a recent dump, but we don't reliably have it for Christmas every year here, so.
Same, same. And I think it's so funny because, and maybe just me, but things just seemed, winter seemed colder, back when I was a kid. And maybe it was just because I was a kid and everything felt colder, but it just hasn't, like you had said, like back in October, end of October or something, or even November, I mean, we would start to have snow. Like there would be times when October, like Halloween, used to be super cold. We would be wearing our jackets and our coats under our Halloween costumes,
Oh yeah, that
and
in Canada, if
but
you have to
now,
buy like two sizes up because you've got to get a snowsuit under there.
yeah, but see, now it's not like that. And so for me, I feel like, and maybe again, it's just, as I've gotten older and like, but I associate Christmas with cold weather. And so now, like, as the years go on and we have less and less snow earlier and we have less and less colder weather, it's like the past few days here, it's felt like spring here. So it's been a little bit more difficult for me in recent years to get into the Christmas or holiday
Are you
spirit or
still living
winter
in the
spirit.
general, like, because I know, of course, the Christmas weather you can expect through the states is much more varied than through Canada.
Oh, it absolutely is here.
I mean, where are you now compared to where you were as a kid for snow? Like, were you interior, northwest, or?
We are still considered Midwest, kind of south. Like, we are in, the area we live in is literally across the river from Louisville, Kentucky. So it's pretty much Kentuckiana is what they call it. And, but we only live 2 hours south of where we used to live. So it's not, we're still in the same state. So it's not that it's not like we moved across to Colorado where they have snow in like, you know, October, November. It's just, but as the years have gone by, even in Indianapolis, where we were, where we're from, weather has just gotten warmer and warmer each year. Or at least it hasn't like snowed until late. Like, you know, when I was a kid, we used to almost be able to guarantee, and maybe this is just what I've built up in my head, you know, for what I remember as a kid and what stood out to me as those favorite Christmases or best Christmases. But we used to almost always be able to guarantee a white Christmas, or it would snow around Christmas time, or at least would be that cold, you know, that if something, you know, precipitation and stuff came through, that we would have a chance of snow. But here the past few years, it really hasn't been like that. And so I associate, again, in my head from being a kid, I associate Christmas with snow and colder weather and things like that. And it's harder for me. I find myself getting into the Christmas spirit a little bit later than I used to during the year, because I just don't have that snow or that cold weather now.
Yeah, well, and media differences between where, like, growing up in the North, I thought it was the most foreign thing that some of these shows that I would see where kids are going out trick-or-treating, that they had like traditionally just like portrayed fall weather with leaves blowing down the street. And it was the most foreign thing to me that somebody could be feasibly having Christmas in somewhere that I thought was so close, because of course the US is right next door. I mean, in my mind, of course, not understanding the vastness of Canada and the United States, but they're right nearby. How could they not have snow at Christmas
time? right. So, yeah. So I think as far as like, in terms of, I know it sounds like weird, it's not necessarily a tradition, but that's what I associate Christmas with. So, but in terms of traditions, like we used to drive around too, you know, and look at Christmas lights in the neighborhood, and just, I don't remember listening to the radio, but we do that now too. Brian and I just passed on our way home earlier today. We passed a neighborhood that we looked down the street and like, just for like a couple of blocks at least, like there were just tons of houses decorated, and we're like, okay, we're gonna have to come back down here one night and, you know, just kind of drive through and look at the lights. And there are certain houses and like areas down here that we can go that they specifically do, like there's a Minion house. Somebody asked us last year if we knew about the Minion house, and we're like, no, what is that? And it's literally what it sounds like. They have their entire yard like covered, and house covered with those inflatable Minions from
are
the
they,
movie.
Are they all just Minions, or are they
they're
Christmas
all Minions? Well, they're both, but like they have they have inflatable like regular Minions, Christmas Minions, they have like them on a sleigh with Santa, like they have their entire yard and their house done with Minion stuff. And I've never seen the movie. I always thought they were kind of cute, whatever, but it was so cool. It was just a really, really cool, different, you know, thing to see. So there are some places down here that that still do, you know, decorate big time for, with the lights and stuff. But yeah, that was one tradition. And then of course, as a kid, we always had, I grew up the only child in the household. My parents were both married previously and had kids, you know, from their previous marriages, but I was the only one between the two of them. And I grew up the only child in the house. Always, I was the one who always put the angel on the top of the tree. We had an angel. And, you know, the Christmas decorations would change from time to time. You know, my mom would get new decorations and ornaments and stuff like that. But that was the one thing we always kept. We always kept the same angel. And I would always put the angel on the top of the tree. You know, like different foods and stuff I associate with Christmas. Like here we have, it's usually ham, like turkey for Thanksgiving, ham for Christmas. I know some people do like pot roast or roast beef or something like that, but for the most part, it's ham. And of course, we have the cranberry sauce, the dressing, but that's, mainly like Thanksgiving stuff. Do you guys have any like Christmas food traditions that you guys do or favorite Christmas foods that you can't wait to dig into?
Generally, I'm a turkey and gravy girl. So
Nice.
whether it's Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas, I mean my household is atheist, but of course we celebrate with the family for the big ones, generally just as a tradition in itself. But my family, when I was young, we would do, in addition to whatever meat we were doing that year, which would change year to year. Turkey was just my choice. But every year there would be a dish that was hamburgers, like ground beef, potatoes, mashed potatoes, and peas, just mixed up. And most of us would eat it with like butter and ketchup and mash and salt and pepper. But I don't know, it was just like a family favorite. It was nice and hearty and warm and just reminded everybody of all the times when we were all together.
That's nice. That's awesome. Yeah, there were some basic like foods that we always had, ham, like that was one of my favorite things to wake up to the smell of the ham because my mom made her own homemade glaze and she would teach me how to, put the do the glaze and put the pineapple and the cherries on the ham and do the glaze and she would have it put it in the get it ready the night before and then put it in the oven the next morning and so that's what I would always wake up to that smell or as a really young kid of course I would be up before my parents were and down the stairs and wanting to open presents
We had a 7 a.m. rule.
oh nice.
Essentially, if it's before 7 a.m., they are not to be woken. If I'm not to open anything, however, I will admit that I unpacked my stocking a few times, looking at all the individually wrapped packages that, of course, filled it now. But it was something just to keep me busy until 7 o'clock rolled around, because it was usually like 6:11 or something, just atrociously far off, and just could not get back to sleep those mornings. But yeah, my grandma definitely did like a lot of the big dinners, or we would go visit family some years. I've got a significant portion of my German family out in Campbell River, and we got together the one year with the giant table and family that we've probably never met before, and for those that have, are their second and third cousins and things like that. But one of the things about visiting them for family dinner was, of course, the German tradition is to celebrate on the 24th rather than the 25th. So we'd go home and still have our normal present stuff the next day. And it was like a second Christmas. I felt that sort of little hobbit like second Christmas, like,
Nice. Yeah.
yeah. But yeah, just in general, the having all the family together was one of the biggest parts for me. The baking was definitely a close second. Christmas baking, my
Yeah.
grandmother would go over the top every year.
What would she bake?
Well, one year, the year that my auntie got married, she, as part of kind of the welcoming Mario into the family, we baked him an entire box of cookies. It was like a moving box style box. And we did, I think we did thumbprint cookies, and we did peanut butter cookies and chocolate chip and the whole nine yards. And they were like, between each layer was like cardboard layers. And there were like at least seven different kinds of cookies in that box.
Oh my goodness.
And it was just so fun. And I actually, in the last year, so I think this is the first year I'm going to get to try it, I found that old thumbprint cookie recipe in my grandmother's original recipes.
Oh,
So it was labeled as a jelly cookie, I think.
wow. Oh, that's
And so
interesting.
essentially you do like a shortbread style dough. You press your thumb in it, fill it with jam, or I guess you you roll it in nuts, press your thumb in it, and then fill it with jam.
That and sounds fun.
Oh, it's not just fun, but it like absolutely delicious.
Oh, I bet it is. Because I mean, like you can make that one cookie so many different ways
with so many different kinds of jams.
And yes. Sounds so good. Yeah, cookies are a big thing over here too, just in general in the US. Like I have never been to one, but they do cookie swaps. Where that's like either through their church or like families will get together and like just bake a bunch of cookies, or friends will get together and bake a bunch of cookies and just do cookie swaps. It's really kind of odd to me, but I guess it's kind of like a pitch-in, but with different cookies. I've never been to one, but they're really popular over here. Now, one of my favorite cookies ever, and I'm not huge on cookies. I'm more of a pie person. I've never been huge on cookies or cakes, but one of my absolute favorites, my former sister-in-law made these gumdrop cookies, and she made them every year. And they were basically, I guess, sugar cookies with gumdrops, but I've never had them before or since. And I just almost even wouldn't want to try anybody else's because the hers were just so amazing. But she made the gumdrop cookies. Like I would make peppermint or candy cane cookies. Those were really good, but and then my other sister-in-law would bake brownies, but like we never did like a cookie swap or anything. But yeah, cookies are really big around Christmas and the holidays, I guess here too, so.
Yeah, the Christmas baking, the smells of Christmas, mm-hmm. Peppermint and cinnamon and gingerbread and all that. Oh, the smells of Christmas, I must say.
Yes, the smells of Christmas for sure. I love it. Yeah, I have a friend of mine who does the baking of like 7 or 8 different kinds of cookies and stuff every year. And she does that as mostly, you know, like her Christmas gifts to people, but she'll like just bake dozens of these and split them up to people. And that's her tradition. So that's really cool. But Brian and I are kind of forging our own traditions now. This will be our 3rd Christmas together, but our 2nd Christmas married. And so we're trying to get, like last year we, you know, got the ornaments. So we want to get like a special ornament, like each year, a new, like special ornament for the tree. You know how like you have, we just get like the packages of ornaments, you know, like the red bulbs or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, the
on
the tree. The
but then we'll have like, yeah, but then we'll have like one special one that we'll go and pick out together. And so we haven't done that yet this year, but that's going to be one of our, cause you know, when you get older and you start your own family and stuff, you kind of have to incorporate new traditions as well. So that's going to be one of ours.
The parenting thing around Christmas is, I mean, there's definitely a lot more choices to be made than I ever realized there would need to be, mm-hmm. about how one would approach Santa and presents, uh-huh. and honestly, even extending into like the Tooth Fairy and Easter Bunny and stuff. But
right.
I mean, just again, as we are atheists and we aren't doing the more spiritual Christian side, mm-hmm. of the celebrations, we're in it for the celebration of the family and the togetherness.
Sure.
And we definitely go a little crazy with the gifting like many do, but just the traditions that we're choosing to have been very, very different, and having to basically prep our 5-year-old, who at that time had known that Santa was a being who, I mean, he was a real person, and everybody, yep. who still wears his robe is doing their best to essentially be him as their gift for people.
Oh, and I love that. I mean, love that explanation.
Just going through that fact that these people, yes, they are Santa, even though underneath they're just somebody, mm-hmm. like they're not fake. But I mean, the Christmas approach to the magic side, I guess, is what was more limited, but mm-hmm. there's all, we knew she'd be going into school with all these kids, mm-hmm. who were going to think that Santa was the most realist person in the world who was going to come. And I was worried that she was going to rebut with her, "Oh, but it's creepy that Santa sees me when I'm sleeping." And things like that. And I'm like, honey, we need you to understand that not everybody is as real with their five-year-olds as we are with you. And that please don't spoil it for them. If they want to believe Santa is real, he's real enough.
Right, exactly. And that's something I was going to ask you too, if you grew up with that tradition as well, of Santa, or if that was something that that just you didn't practice or didn't grow up with.
I grew up with it, but I mean, I guess the reveal of the fact that he just was something I just understood at a point.
Right. Same.
And it was never truly revealed.
Yeah. It was never a big reveal for me either. And I probably believed in Santa until I was around 8-ish, 9, I think. And it's so funny because I remember I was, let's see, now this is going to sound weird. Dirty Dancing came out in like what, 1988, something like that. And so I was 8 years old, and I would have turned 9 that year. And I loved that movie. And I asked for the soundtrack on 1987. Cassette.
So yeah, I thought so.
Okay. So I would have turned 8 that year. So I asked for the soundtrack on cassette for Christmas that year, and I got it in my stocking. But me and my neighbor, she was the same age as me, we were like at that age questioning whether Santa was real or not, and you know, that it could have been our parents. And that year I got not only the Dirty Dancing soundtrack in my stocking, but I got the Dirty Dancing soundtrack part 2. And oh my goodness, there was absolutely no way my parents could have known that there was a part 2 soundtrack for this movie. So Santa had to be real. And there was, of course, the footprints. And I think this was the only year, at least the first year I remember, maybe because I was thinking Santa wasn't real at that point. There were footprints, the ashes, across our floor, you know, to the cookies and milk and stuff from the fireplace. But yeah, it was that's what did it for me for another year. And I'm pretty sure the next year I didn't, you know, I knew it was them, but there was never a big reveal. But yeah, that's what did it for me, was that cassette tape for the Dirty Dancing soundtrack part 2. Cause you know, my parents just wouldn't absolutely no way have known that there was a part 2 for that movie. So Santa had to be real. That was it. But yeah
just the, oh, well, I mean, my parents couldn't ever be all knowing.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, they couldn't go to the store and like see that there was a part 2 to this movie. But no, I'm glad that you brought up the kids too, because I don't have kids, Brian, and I don't have kids. So I kind of get lost in those current kid traditions, you know, but since you brought that up,
the shelf thing.
Yes. Uh-uh. That's what I was going to say. Another huge one over here. I didn't know if it was big over there too.
It's ridiculously big. And again, because I don't like to go for that high level Christmas magic and he sees you while you're sleeping, because that really is creepy. the idea that this elf is not only like, why would you let an elf in your house? Good gosh, I just warded. No elves in my house, please.
Well, I mean, you know, it is a doll, and you know, Chucky was a doll, and you know, so I'm amazing. Well,
you don't make deals with the Fae. They're like vampires. If you invite them in, they're never gonna leave.
Yep, they'll be able to come back anytime they want and create all kinds of mischief. Yeah, it's funny. It's something that I had talked about too. If I ever had kids, like I would not do the elf on the shelf thing, because that's just, oh my goodness. That would just be a little too much
like,
for me.
It's like, oh, well, for this entire month, this elf is going to be watching you to see if you're misbehaving, but instead it's setting a bad example. And I'm just not really sure I want to be that example.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I could, what is it? Like, I see people racking up drugs and like boozing up their elf on the shelf setups. And it's like, that's not Christmas. Christmas is, hey, maybe you're sneaking into the cookies.
Right.
Like, like Christmas is, oh, are you peeking are you getting into the tree? Are you trying to unwrap your presents? Maybe this, like that sort of innocent sneaking, but
yeah,
it's gotten to this really crazy level. And of course, there's also the deep conspiracy dive of going into the, well, if the elf on the shelf is watching you, it's also prepping you to be watched by the government.
Oh my goodness.
Like if you're just okay with being watched all the time.
Oh my goodness.
And so yeah,
I think things just need to be, like you said, like the whole innocent aspect of it, like kids just need to be kids for as long as possible. And I don't mean in the sense of like not knowing any better. Like I think it's really
knowing better is good.
Explained, you know, like you know, Santa and like telling her like if other kids want to believe in that, that's great.
This is who,
you know,
Santa, let them believe. The original Santa was.
Right. I'm not talking about that level of like innocence or naivety. I think that's awesome. But I mean, like you had said, like sneaking into the cookie jar or trying to peek and find your presents or, you know, something like that. But yeah, that just goes a little, but again, I don't have kids, so I feel like I need to tread carefully I say.
What about that fur baby of yours though? Are you the crazy pet person? Do you put a stocking up for your puppy?
So we do. And that was actually one thing I was gonna bring up. So that was a great segue too. So I actually did a couple of polls on these different apps and, you know, platforms that I'm on or what have you. And I asked if anybody bought Christmas presents for their pets. And on Instagram, the poll I did, 100% of people said yes. On one of the other platforms I did, only like, well, last night it was like 60 some percent, but today it was like 90 some percent or 80 some percent. And I was just like, I don't know, I guess that could be different for us since she is our fur baby. But I mean, that's something that we've kind of always done too. Like we had, when I was a kid, we got treats for our family pets and just like one bag each or something like that, but we would wrap them and put them under the tree and we would show them, we would wrap them in front of them and we'd be like, this is yours, and we would put them under the tree and they would know. We had a Scottish terrier. He was so smart. They are so intelligent, and he would know that that was his present. And we would just be like, my dad would pretend to go in there and like get the present. And we'd be like, Bowser, daddy's going to go get your present. And he would go running in there and like bark at my dad to like stay away from his present under the tree. But, we don't do anything like that now, but we do put up a stocking for Willow and we give her some treats.
Of course, through the years, we've had up to 4 cats at any one time. We currently have 2. Mm-hmm. But definitely like treats for everybody or a special can of like wet food or something like that. But the last couple of years, I think I've got like 1 or 2 of them still hiding away in a high cupboard somewhere. I got these just made by somebody locally with like fresh grown catnip and whatnot. And she was just crocheting little hearts and filling them with catnip. And it's like the best catnip that I've been able to find anywhere, because every cat who received one of these gifts found their present themselves, whether or not they've ever done so before, and unwrapped it themselves, whether or not they've ever done so before. Like it was such a pungent catnip. Every cat was just absolutely on top of it.
That's adorable. Do you try to get that catnip every year now, or?
I was able to track down the person last year, but I think I remember seeing on I knew her through one of the local mom groups that I think I saw that she'd moved. So I'm not sure if she's actually in reach of me anymore, but I realize I should probably see if she has a few of those kicking around still, because that that is I don't know, it was just such a reliable reaction. And
that's so cute.
I don't know, when kids, especially when they give something to their pet and their pet just walks away from it, that sort of offense you feel when the cat decides that the box is better than the gift you got them.
Yes.
Like, I mean, we also tend to find, like, we basically set up at least one box that is like a big box filled with tiny presents kind of tucked in and about, and like mixed in with all sorts of distractors. And that box is usually big enough for one or more cats to be in, so that as we're doing our Christmas present unwrapping, as that box gets emptied, there is something for the cat to enjoy, because otherwise the cats are eating the tape and the paper.
That's cute. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit, it's funny, I picked up a couple of containers of special wet food for Willow that I used to give her that she absolutely loves, but I don't feed her anymore. She has like a natural different kind of food since she's older and everything now. But mm-hmm. I got her a couple little, not really cans, but these cans of these wet food for her to put in her stocking because she absolutely loves them. So that'll be a special treat for her. And I'll probably pick up another pack of her favorite treats and, you know, just put that in her stocking. And of course we have fish this year too. So I'll probably get just something new for their tank. Like, of course, not an actual present, you know, like we're not presenting this to them as a present, but, you know, just a little
great timing.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. Just great timing to say, oh, we need to kind of update some of this in their tank anyway. Let's do it for Christmas, you know.
Yeah, all the little household gifts of, hey, yep, here's something that would be really handy around the household. And
yeah,
and that's actually kind of, I realize with the fact that we've done Santa from the beginning differently, that even how we've done our gifting has kind of evolved around that, where a lot of the gifts under our tree don't actually get labeled with from. Mm-hmm. We all kind of shop and we all kind of know what's going under the tree for the one person who it's for, as we're, like, I guess training the daughter to do the Christmas shopping on her own, but getting to kind of share in the picking of presents and the wrapping of presents and just, again, not having any one particular person pick this out for you.
Right.
It was just, it is for you and that's what matters.
Yep. That's really cool.
Like, I think, again, aside from a couple things that are like from us to friends that we've pre-wrapped because they're going to be around or something like that, there really aren't a lot of froms under the tree. It's just to dad, to mom, to pickle, to Oscar.
That's awesome. I love it. Now, do you guys ever have since it sounds like you guys do a lot of family stuff together, which I absolutely love, I feel like sometimes that just kind of, everybody gets caught in the hustle and bustle anymore. And that kind of goes out of the wayside. But do you guys ever have like a family movie night, or what kind of movies or anything do you guys get into for the holidays?
So, My husband has made requests that we don't do the Christmas music and the Christmas movie stuff until at least December. Mm-hmm. So once December rolls around, we usually start pulling out the classics. So far, I think just two nights ago, we watched the Santa Claus is Coming to Town original, the stop motion one from, oh gosh, I think it was 60 something.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And
I haven't seen that one.
That one is one that I actually grew up with, and it's the same mailman as their spin-off one that was The Easter Bunny is Coming to Town, which I also had as a kid.
I have never heard of that one. That sounds a little weird to me.
They're both adorable. They're both entirely adorable. And they kind of play into the, well, why does Santa do all these things? And they kind of answer those questions from the letters and lead into the story. Of I guess Santa, who was a redheaded fella named Claus, and that he grew up with the Kringles, and there was the Winter Warlock and the Burgermeister Meisterburger, and
oh my goodness,
it's yeah,
I've never heard of any of that. That's funny.
It's total fun. Of course, we always pull out the Grinch. And something that I grew up with that I made sure to find for my daughter were both the Sesame Street Christmas special. I watched that when it came out when I was young in the early 90s. Mm-hmm. And so I found a DVD when kiddo was young, and I absolutely love it. It includes all my favorite characters like Snuffleupagus.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
And then
I didn't even know there was one. That's neat.
And then there's also like the Garfield had like a three holiday special ones that they did. And Garfield being American, of course, they did mm-hmm. Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas in that
How
order.
How did I not know this? I loved Garfield as a kid.
So those ones we always pull out around the holidays. That Halloween one was just absolutely epic, and the Christmas one just hits in a really different way because you get to see John's family, and it's all toned down for the usual sass and stuff like that.
Oh my goodness, that's great. I had absolutely no idea. Now I did. There was a Chipmunks Christmas when I was a kid. So
I have my original cassette tape sitting on a shelf just off to my side here.
We are aging ourselves. You know, there's going to be like younger
Christmas with,
there's going to be younger people that aren't even going to know what cassettes are if they're listening to this, but yeah.
Yeah, the four calling birds, five onion rings. That's what it was in the Disney special.
Oh my goodness.
But they had the Alvin and the Chipmunks specials, and oh, they had so many specials. Did you ever see any of the old Hanna-Barbera specials back in the day?
Oh, I'm sure I did when I was really young.
There were a couple.
Really, I liked Hanna-Barbera.
Flintstones and Jetsons Christmas ones that just, they were really, really awesome.
No, I don't recall those. Now, I grew up watching a bunch of like older Christmas movies and stuff. Yeah, so.
Well, you are, I think, if you were 8 and 87, I was born in 87. So
yeah,
got a few years on me, but at the same time, you were the same age that my auntie was, basically. Like, you are a few years older than me, still closer. I kind of grew up with my auntie more of like siblings because she was, I think, just 12 years older than me.
Yeah.
And so I grew up with all the media that they had in the household growing up.
Well,
up with my grandparents had all the kind of the same old stuff again carried over, and found that actually getting, like, when I was with my mom and sister for a few years, it was just a completely different thing because she was watching all the new media and all the new stuff, and I've never seen these things before, but everybody who knew the media that I watched growing up is always the generation off of mine.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So it's funny because I didn't grow up watching a bunch of like the stuff that came out when I was a kid. Like, I was so surprised. Like, I had absolutely no idea that Garfield, you know, did theirs, which I would absolutely love to see because I loved Garfield as a kid. But my parents were a bit older. Like I said, they were both married previously and stuff. So I was the first, the only one between the two of them. So they were like teenagers in the 50s and stuff. So I actually grew up just in general, even watching old classics and musicals and stuff. I much more preferred those to even like a lot of the current holiday movies and stuff, you know, even as a kid. So I watched things like A Christmas Carol, like the traditional one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The old black and white Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes, that's the one I was going to say, too. And Babes in Toyland. Yeah. Like, there was a version of Babes in Toyland with Annette Funicello. It was a Disney movie. And I never even saw it. It's been remade like two or three times since then. But there was a version with, I think, Keanu Reeves too, like when I was in high school, and I was like, just looks absolutely ridiculous. But yeah, none of those could ever compare, you know, to
the Miracle on 34th Street actually is a good example of one of those movies that threw me off as a
kid. Remade that too.
I have never seen, like I used to watch the Thanksgiving Day parades, but I didn't know what they were. I didn't know they were for Thanksgiving.
Right.
I never really understood that was what it was for, because of course they're happening in November, and we've already had Thanksgiving, and then of course just like not ever seeing, even though it's hit Christmas, they don't get snow.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's such a very different idea and vision of Christmas.
Yeah. So it sounds like for the most part, the movies, the classics, consider the classics, would be the same in Canada as they are here in the US. At least just based on what we're talking about. Now, of course, you have the modern day classics like Home Alone, National Lampoon's
Christmas Vacation. Okay. Well, I think you're dating yourself now, Raven.
Why?
Okay, so the ones you're calling modern day classics are actually a whole generation off. They're calling modern day classics things like Elf now.
Oh, geez, Louise. Yeah, I guess I am kind of dating myself. Well, I was Elf. I was actually going to mention Elf next.
But... I've never seen it, and I really haven't? Don't want to. I'm not a big Will Ferrell fan. I'm very particular about my comedy, and unfortunately, he rubs me all the wrong ways.
So I don't blame you on that. It took me a couple of times to watch it to really get into it, but it's one of those that it's not a must-see movie every year for me, but if we watch it, I'm fine with it. I do like Home Alone. Again, it's not necessarily a must-see for me, but National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, I watch that every year. I love that movie.
We watched...
I'm going to date myself again, too. Gremlins. I know a lot of people don't consider that a Christmas movie, but that is a Christmas movie. My husband
didn't realize that was a Christmas movie. I called it out as an example the other day because we were kind of comparing similar movies, sort of like the whole Die Hard conversation.
Which I have not seen Die Hard, but yes.
And I've seen Die Hard. It's not a Christmassy movie, but it happens over a Christmas time.
Yeah.
And then again, just bringing in like Gremlins, a lot of people think that's like a Halloween movie or something because it's like a scary movie. It's not the kind of movie you expect for Christmas, but no, Gizmo was a Christmas present.
Mm-hmm. And now, what would you consider A Nightmare Before Christmas? Would you consider that a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie? I know that's pretty controversial too.
Honestly, I don't like it as much as some of the live Tim Burton stuff, mm-hmm. or the stuff that was, I guess, before that time. Mm-hmm. I love it for the art, but neither really hit either of my tradition zones.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll watch them every so often, but I don't even need to watch them specifically for Halloween or Christmas because neither quite made the mark.
Yeah. I've never seen it, so I can't comment one way or the other on that. But there is another movie that could be watched around Halloween or Christmas too. And I never, and again, this is kind of going back to like the kind of movies I grew up with, you know, being younger and watching the quote unquote classics then. But I never see it on any list. And it is Belle, Book and Candle is what it's called. And it has Belle, Book and Candle, and it has Kim Novak. She's the main character, and Jimmy Stewart. And she is a witch, and all of this takes place around Christmas time, but because she's a witch, we watch it for Halloween too. And I haven't seen it for a couple years, but, my mom and I used to watch it quite often when I was a kid, and, she is just absolutely gorgeous. And, the whole premise is that she's trying to get Jimmy Stewart's character to fall in love with her, and she puts a spell on him. And of course, a lot of things go wrong and blah, 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 but it happens around Christmas time. And so it could definitely be, you know, a Christmas movie as well. Hmm. But, that's one that I used to watch. Now, what are some non-traditional like Christmas movies that that you are like? That was one for me. Did you have one specifically? Like, I guess again, Gremlins could be one.
So, non-traditional Christmas, because I grew up north, mm-hmm. we had a lot more, I guess, targeted media pushed our way, and so. I grew up with classics that were just because they were also the feeling of home with being like set in the north and with all the things that were familiar to me. Mm-hmm. So movies like Iron Will with the dog sleds. I just watched actually, it's one, came out in 2019 called Togo. And it's basically a side... It is aside the Balto story in that Balto was the dog team, like Balto was in the dog team that took the medicine from Togo's team. But Togo's team did, like, I think it did three times the rest of the dog team's combined worth of distance,
mm-hmm.
as just his team. But it's got Willem Dafoe in it, and it was amazing. I just watched it the other night, and it was so good. But things like that, where you, just like in the movie, you're bundled up warm, you're like, you got cold outside and warm inside, and you're just snow all around, and those sorts of movies. everything that can remind me of winter around the times where I feel it should be winter, which mm-hmm. looking outside right now is kind of disappointing. And
yeah. Now, what is one Christmas movie? Oh my gosh. I'm going to feel so bad when I say mine, but what is one Christmas movie that you absolutely cannot stand, that you will not watch for anything, that you just cannot get into? If you have one.
Oh, geez. My family would probably be able to answer this. I can't. Let's see. Nothing of what we've listed, obviously, because that's been.
Well, I'll give you mine. It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life was not the right mood for me, but there have been years where I have definitely appreciated it more.
So I can't even say that. I mean, like, I tried watching it as a kid, and it's funny because my mom didn't like it either. And so never watched it.
Yeah.
We never watched it. And so I never really seen it before until I, you know, was with my ex-husband and they watched it. And I just, I kind of watched it bits and pieces here and there, just wasn't into it. I was like, this is depressing. Why would anybody watch it? And I never finished watching
it. It is really
and
depressing.
And then I did finish watching it at one point a few years ago. And I'm like, I literally had to make myself watch this and get through this movie. It was one of the worst movies. And I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for this. This one was one of the worst movies I think I've ever seen. Not that the acting was bad, not that anything in the movie was bad. I loved Donna Reed and Jimmy Stewart as a kid. I loved both of them. I used to watch the Donna Reed show with my mom, but I could not stand that movie. I don't like to use the word hate, but I absolutely hated this movie. I was just like, this is so depressing. The ending is okay. It's good. But everything that you have to see and put yourself through to get to that ending was not worth it to me. I'm just like, I could not stand that movie. And I tried watching it a couple of times. The next year I watched it was a little bit better, but I will not watch that movie. I can't stand it.
Yeah. So I realized what it is that I won't watch. Mm-hmm. So again, it's kind of dating myself a little bit in that, again, just the older stuff is the Charlie Brown Christmas is I could watch a couple episodes here and there. I never really enjoyed any of them, but the Charlie Brown Christmas, all of the songs are in soprano and the pitch was never able to sit right in my ears.
I think I only saw that like once when I was a kid, so it must not have made too much of an impression on me because I never watched it again.
Yeah, but apparently the Christmas Time Is Near is like one of the most popular played Christmas songs. And it was something I actually had to learn in choir at one point when I was back in school. But the background music in the whole movie was the only thing that really pulled away from it. And I just couldn't sit through it because it was so sharp.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you for that. Like I said, I can't remember it, but yeah, I wouldn't want to listen through that either. So we're winding down on the show today.
It's 8 o'clock already.
I know. So I thought we would end it with doing like a little holiday themed or Christmas themed this or that. So I'm going to, you know, give you some questions. Do you prefer this or that? And just give me the first like thing that pops into your head. So would you prefer a real or fake tree?
Real.
Rudolph or Frosty?
Frosty.
Pie or cookies?
Pie.
Snowman or elf?
I'm going to say snowman. Vulnerable.
Mistletoe or wreath?
I'm going to say wreath because mistletoe is actually a tropical plant. I don't know how it got attached to Christmas, but it's actually a tropical plant.
White lights or colored lights?
Ooh, this white is all colors.
That's true, actually.
This is the very artist response. I'm going to have to say white because it's all the colors.
I learned that in sixth grade in my art class. Black is the absence of color and white is every color in the world. So,
unless you're printing.
Yes. Cider or cocoa?
I'm going to go cocoa.
Christmas sweater or Christmas socks?
I've always leaned towards the Christmas socks, but more and more they feel cheaper and cheaper and less comfortable. So I'm going to go for Christmas sweater.
I love that you're analyzing these. That's so fantastic. Like you have like a reason for this. Green or white Christmas tree?
That's okay. Green is nice for tradition, but I've always wanted to get a white tree just because it can be about the decorations that way.
Okay.
And the snow level. But I think I'd probably go with green if I had to choose on the spot.
Okay. Ice skating or sledding?
I'm gonna actually skip this question. I have had tragedies doing both and I've broken myself doing both. So I'm gonna skip those ones.
Yikes, moving on.
I'll go dog sledding. How about that?
There you go. White elephant or Secret Santa?
I don't know white elephant.
Okay, that's another Christmas tradition we have over here. So Secret Santa, of course, you know, I'll touch on this really quickly. White elephant is where you have everybody just bring a gift. It could be something stupid. It could be something really nice or whatever. And every person that's there at this gathering brings a gift. So one person starts out, they will unwrap a gift. And then the next person gets to choose whether they want to unwrap a new gift or steal that person's gift.
I've actually ever heard a reliable name for that game. And I've never heard it as white elephant in my knowledge.
Some people also call it Naughty Santa.
Okay. So the white elephant, is actually a historical reference. And it was the gift that you would give somebody when you wanted to give them the worst, most expensive, ruinous gift you could give.
Oh my gosh.
A white elephant, in order to like feed it alone, to feed an elephant is a lot. And so you would if you gift a king an elephant, you know, he can afford it. It's not a big deal, but the care you need for a white elephant. White elephants are sensitive to the sun and require all sorts of extra tedious, expensive care in order to actually keep them healthy.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it was the sort of gift you gave when you wanted to hurt somebody.
Oh my goodness. Well, I mean, I guess that's why I can see where the name came from, but geez.
So yeah, I've played that game and then versus a Secret Santa.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say probably what you had called white elephant. Yep. There's a twist on that or something similar that I've played where you go and they wrap enough. There's enough gifts in the pile for everybody in the circle, but the gifts are handed around one at a time and they've each got multiple layers and they kind of do it almost like a hot potato circle.
Mm-hmm.
And you unwrap it as it stops on you. So if you unwrap a gift, you can then hold it. And then they often do kind of like a white elephant gift giving in that route of things. So you can pick, you can actually pick from something somebody else has. And it's I think the closest I've ever played, but I've played it a few times like that.
Nice.
So, okay. Was there more?
Oh yeah. Just a couple more. Red or green?
Okay. Can you give me hex codes?
Just red or green.
There are more types of green, so I'll take green.
Okay. Brunch or dinner?
Dessert?
We can do
Is that.
That
an option?
Okay. new or old traditions?
I like new traditions because old traditions can be, I don't know, old traditions can be made better.
Nice. Okay. Giving or receiving?
I'm a giver. Okay. I like the gift giving.
Homemade or store-bought?
Homemade, always.
And wrapping or gift bags?
Sitting here next to a roll of paper. And I gotta give paper. It's come a long way. I can now get bulk rolls and they have grids on the inside. But
yes.
Gift bags are a lot harder for your cat to sit on while you're trying to cut it.
And last one, snow globe or Christmas tree?
A snow globe, definitely.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, I've really had a lot of fun doing this show with you. I'm glad that we had a chance to just sit and chat about all things holidays. I know we covered quite a bit, and then some that I missed that I didn't get to talk about, but we are about out of time for this episode. So thank you so much for listening, everybody. Kona, thanks so much for joining me. I hope you had fun as well.
I did. And I don't know. Are we doing something else before Christmas?
Yes. So Brian and Victor will be back next week. Not sure if there's going to be another one after that. I haven't checked the calendar, but next week, Brian and Victor will be back to talk about the Game Awards. So they do this every year. It's where they're going to go over their favorite games and their picks for Game of the Year next week. And I know it's fun. I love listening to their picks, because Victor and Brian usually have different picks for some stuff. So it's really neat, because, you know, I've seen a lot of what Brian's going to pick. So it's really cool. So they're going to be doing that next week. And we are about out of time. So thanks again, Kona. Thanks everybody for listening. Be sure to come back next week for the Game Awards, Brian and Victor's favorite games, and okay. Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays, everybody. Meowie Catmas.
Take care. Until next time. See you guys.